Joe Biden dropped out of the race and Kamala Harris now the presumptive Democratic nominee against Donald Trump. What are the findings in this latest poll?
Well, from where we were right after the debate, we've seen this race close quite a bit. When we last polled against Trump against Biden, Trump was up by 6 points nationally amongst likely voters. Right now, Donald Trump is leading by a single point over the presumptive nominee, Kamala Harris. So this race has now drawn to really a dead even race nationally. What Harris has succeeded in doing, most especially, is energizing young voters, where Biden had been up by only 3 points amongst young voters. Those are 18 to 29. Harris now has regained a 21-point advantage amongst young voters. And I'll remind your listeners that in 2020, Biden won nationally amongst that group by 23 points. So that's a key group. However, at the same time, Donald Trump has picked up a little bit more support amongst voters 65 years of age and older. He's now leading there by 5 points. Biden had been up there by 3, so that's a place where Trump has gained some advantage. Also, really interestingly, when we put the other candidates in the race, RFK Jr., Jill Stein, Cornel West, Chase Oliver, the Libertarian, there the one-point advantage flips. And when there's 6 candidates in the race nationally, Harris leads Trump right now by a single point.
What seem to be the big factors in those polled supporting Trump and those supporting Harris?
Well, what we seem to be seeing here is that there was certainly a bump for Donald Trump. The assassination attempt, the Republican convention. So actually, we've seen Donald Trump's favorability ratings enhanced, and he actually has the highest favorability rating right now at virtually 50-50 that we have seen in a poll with Donald Trump going back now several years. At the same time, though, Harris has clearly energized the Democratic base. Overwhelmingly, Democrats feel as though it was the right decision for Joe Biden to drop out of the race. And clearly they are rallying to Harris's support. When we asked about some character traits, are these two candidates intelligent? Do they have the right temperament for office? Who's going to unify the country? We see that on these traits, voters overall feel as though Kamala Harris is more empathetic. She understands people like you. She has more so the temperament to be president than Donald Trump. But Donald Trump is seen clearly across America as someone who would be a stronger leader. So this race really now has been redefined. It's a brand new race. And right now, in a national poll, you'd have to say that it's a dead even heat.
And the election about 3.5 months away, a lot can change with a dead heat race.
Oh, without question. I mean, we're going to jump now into the battle over defining Vice President Harris. Clearly, she's someone who is, well-known but not known to many Americans. And both the Harris campaign and the Trump campaign are going to offer different definitions of who exactly she is in an attempt to advantage their side. We're going to see a Democratic convention here in a few weeks. And as far as where we sit as pollsters, our next step quite soon is to start going into the battleground states, the 6 or 7 hotly contested states, to see how the race, how the dynamic has changed now with Harris atop the ticket rather than Biden. So that's really our next step, and so we'll be reporting that out quite soon.